Blog Talk Radio.
Many of President Bush's critics have been waiting to hear for weeks.
On Iraq, the so-called Downing Street memo from July 2002 says intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy of removing Saddam through military action.
The memo says that the head of British intelligence told the British government that President Bush saw a war against Saddam as inevitable and that intelligence in Washington was, quote, being fixed around the policy.
We now have the so-called smoking gun memo from British officials written in the summer of 2002, detailing the ways in which the Bush administration was planning to manipulate intelligence to create a culture of fear around weapons of mass destruction in Iraq to justify a war.
Let me now turn to our program for the future.
Economy right now, it's extremely supporting of the president and his policy.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage.
Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrators.
So-and-so and a white fascist. Like they said, you're getting some of your own medicine.
You can't fool all the people all of the time, but if you fool the right one, then the rest will fall behind. Tell me who's got control of your mind, your worldview. Is it the news or the movie you taking your girl to? Know what I'm saying, cause Uncle Sam got a plan. If you examine what they telling us, then you will understand what they planting in the seeds of the next generation. Feeding our children miseducation. No one knows if there's UFOs or any life on Mars, or what they doing when they up in the stars. Because I don't believe a word of what the president said. He's filling our heads with lies, got us hypnotized when he be speaking in cold words about crime and poverty, drugs, welfare, prisons, guns, and robbery. It really needs us. There's no excuse for the slander, but what's good for the goose is still good for the gander, see.
I don't believe Bob Marley got the cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed you because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. Computer chip in my arm. I don't wanna die by a nuclear bomb. I say we all rush the Pentagon. Pull out guns and grab the intercom. My first words would be, I believe man made God. Out of ignorance and fear, it's God made man. And why the hell would he put us here? I thought he's supposed to be the all-loving, the same God who let Hitler put the Jews in the ovens. We don't fall for the regular shit. They try to feed us all this half-assed leadership, flipping position. They turn politician and shut the hell up and follow tradition. Point your TV screen, telling lies to your vision. Every channel got some brainwashed cop shit to watch. Running up in niggas' cribs, claiming that they earned shots. It's a plot. But Buster, can you tell me who's greedy? Big corporations, the pigs or the media. Sign of the time, terrorism on the rise. Commercial airplane falling out the skies like flies. Make me wonder what secrets went down with Ron Brown, who burned the churches to the ground with no evidence found. It's not coincidence. It's been too many steady incidents. It could have been the Klan who put that bomb at the Olympics, but it probably was the FBI. Deep at the core, cause if they make us all panic, they can start martial law. I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed you because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news, propaganda. I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. You killed Huey because you knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news, motherfucking propaganda.
great love and a great understanding, and that we try to extend this to the general black population and also people, oppressed people all over the world. And I think that we differ from some other groups simply because we understand the system.
In 1950, the AIDS virus was fed to nearly 300,000 black youth in Africa in the form of an oral polio vaccine by Dr. Hilary Kaprowski, who is currently the director of biovirology at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia. Today, a child dies every minute of HIV/AIDS in sub-Saharan Africa. In the U.S., African Americans represent 49% of all new AIDS cases. The globe holders, the population controllers, the AIDS makers, dark nation depopulators, the contra trainers, American not Nazi bankers, the tower bombers, right-wing Al-Qaeda sponsors, Hitler's accomplice, 9/11 mission accomplished, free your conscience, in ghettos they killer prophets, the juggernauts, the alphabet cops, the CIA, TSBI, the coca crops, imported to local blocks, the 5 years for the black to the month that the cracker got, a powder pot, compared to a gram of rock, got blacks at 50% of the prison pop, the whacking huts, the correction corporations, the international Planned Parenthood Federation, the forced abortion, forced sterilizations, the sons of Satan, Operation Depopulation. From 1924 to 1976, 32 states in the U.S. utilized eugenics programs to depopulate the country of so-called weak breeds who were downbreeding the American population. Some 65,000 black youth from public school districts throughout the country were given a biased IQ test. All who failed the test were sterilized against their or their parents' will. The diamond dealers, them choppers and baby killers, the oil drillers, black nation resource killers, the truth concealers, suppression of true guerrillas, Patrice Lumumba, Nkrumah, Lauren Kabila, the people traitors, poor population enslavers, the black slash brown slash yellow baby cremators, the black slash brown slash yellow unity haters, the red slash white slash blue liberty waivers, eugenicists, world imperialists, evolutionists, black womb pollutionists, the euthanizers, third world birth sterilizers, Nazi sympathizers, finances and arms suppliers, the nuke igniters, the world health organizers, the virus writers, smallpox, Ebola slices, the throne of serpents, the worst death deservers, the devil worship, more power for every murder. A 1996 expose by the San Jose Mercury News documented CIA involvement in a Nicaraguan drug ring which poured thousands of kilos of cocaine into Los Angeles African-American neighborhoods in the 1980s. Drug boss Danilo Blandon, now an informant for the DEA, acknowledged under oath the drugs for weapons deals with the CIA-sponsored Contras. The Club of Rome, World Bank, the Skull and Bones, Alhamdulillah engraved in the Pope's throne, the camouflage, the right versus left mirage, Bush and Kerry got naked to pledge in the same lodge, the Reagan years, Illuminous presidents, ever since, they've been facing the obelisk. The Kabbalist, Harry Potter is not a myth. This ain't on radio, but this that shit. The war on drugs has been a war on poor people, particularly poor urban African-American men and women. It's well documented that police enforcement of the new harsh drug laws have been focused on low-level dealers in communities of color. Arrests of African-Americans have been about 5 times higher than arrests of whites, although whites and African-Americans use drugs at about the same rate. African-Americans have been imprisoned in numbers even more disproportionate than their relative arrest rates. It is estimated that in 1994, on any given day, one out of every 128 U.S. adults was incarcerated, while one out of every 17 African-American adult males was incarcerated. The differential in sentencing for powder and crack cocaine is one glaring example of institutionalized racism. About 90% of crack arrests are of African-Americans, while 75% of powder cocaine arrests are of whites. Under federal law, it takes only 5 grams of crack cocaine to trigger a 5-year mandatory minimum sentence, but it takes 500 grams of powder cocaine 100 times as much to trigger the same sentence for a white boy.
My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing. Deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness of sorrows. Praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray to Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make. To change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. I wake up in the morning, stretch and yawn. Throw on my house shoes, cut on the news, see what's going on in this urban environment known as the ghetto, the hood, birds chirping. But I'm certain they hear sirens and fussing and fighting people cussing at a high rate. Say a prayer for peace, poverty has got us irate. Wayne Dawson is talking, the murder rate then escalated. That's why I'm thankful for today because I made it. See, I was stressed and depressing, had me defeated. Now even this deception is a blessing because I'm here to see it. Took me some time, but now I truly believe it. You ain't promised tomorrow, love your life and live it how you see it. Picked up the Bible, I held it in my palm. Read the 91st Psalm and all the words made my body calm. Got in my focus and I wrote this. I hope this will inspire the fire of desire when you're feeling hopeless. Here we go, another day, another chance to try to find a way to advance and better my circumstance. My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing. Deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows. Praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make. To change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. The heck with cop and bail, getting locked in the cell. Give me a life with a white tight, life of Rock and Michelle. Obama with no drama, throw my mama mail. So me and my family stay in line like a monorail. I'm trying to maintain and climb. Some sale came when they grind. I rhyme, but we both got pain on our mind. I got a 9 to 5, he got a 9 to survive. Both got 99 problems, but not 9 lives. Just one life to live, and one life to give. So we give all of this life to the fullest. That's all it is. Exchange that, then we chat about the fact that we trapped in a maze, trying to find a way out and stay out. He told me that the dope game is getting played out. I told him that my job's similar to a slavery layout. Life is hard, he agreed, cause day in, day out, we go through hell, so we both got something to play about. My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing. Deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows. Praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make. To change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. I ain't never been to prison and I thank God for that. What's strange is some brothers think that I'm odd for that. Why? Cause I don't wanna see my mama cry after all of the drama we've been through. Half of my friends been to the pen. So what I'm supposed to do? Follow that legacy and go to the pen too? I think not. Only pain I'm trying to see is this paper mate that I got. Get behind these bars and stay locked in hip hop. And a man enough to say this, Rip is not a gangster, but a man enough to stand up for what I believe. Leaving thanks to the love of the man above. I'm still talking, what's hard to be hard just walking in this path that I walk in. All around me, devils be trying to clown me. Positive nature makes haters hate you profoundly. I was falling for it, but the Lord got me digging. Misery loves company, and I'm sick of the visits. My mama spills game, I soak it up like bounty. Riffraff, the Ayatollah of the Cuyahoga County. My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing. Deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows. Praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make. To change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? One love and light to the family. You listen to Mo Light Radio with your brother Anthony Shabazz L, and we're going to go in tonight. Tonight's topic is we're dealing with hidden animation, and we're going to deal with this first series with Ted Turner and Captain Planet. I know some people saying, damn, where this nigga going with this? Where he going? Stay tuned, stick around and listen and pay attention real close because we're going to go in on this. And the reason I chose this topic, it was a few different reasons I decided to do this because I always want it, and if those, you know, listeners out there that's already been out here listening to Culture Freedom for a long time, I always was saying that I was going to do certain breakdowns of movies, cartoons, which me, mostly I want to do cartoons. Other people, they broke down movies and went into the metaphysics of it, but I'm going into the metaphysics of cartoons, and this is my first one I chose, and what sparked me back up to do this one, because as I was coming from Atlanta and coming across the highway, I went past Turner Broadcasting Network, which is affiliated and over by Georgia Tech University, and I seen Adult Swim going across it. I watch Adult Swim mostly at work, but when I was living in Atlanta, you know, me and my old lady was together, we would always watch Adult Swim. And for those who may say, I don't like that, you should really, if you do watch TV, take a look at some of the programming on Adult Swim. And when I'm done breaking down this dissertation, you're going to understand why you should look at cartoons, just basic cartoons, a little more in depth. But as you look at Adult Swim and pay attention to what they're saying in those different episodes, they got multiple shows, but they go in deep. But they go in so deep that they make it so bold, they'll put it right in your face. And those, you know, that are considering themselves conscious or are conscious and can read between the lines, it'll jump out at you just like that. It'll be like, whoa, I can't believe they're going there. And then people that's kind of mentally dead or brain dead, what we will call them, you know, spiritually they're connected some kind of way, and they can see things that we can't see. So we shouldn't judge them and just label them and say, oh, you mentally dead, because they don't see what we see. They may see it in a different perspective. So when you look at the two I look at, is one called Robot Chicken, and the other one is called it's the Shake and Fry Guy. Then there's another one. It deals with This is an animated cartoon where they deal with the mother. She's like this head of this off branch of the CIA. I can get the name of it. I'm sorry. For the people who's listening, I'm having technical difficulty opening up the chat room because this is the first show that I'm producing. So Brother Sunray couldn't be here to assist with that because he has other commitments. Savannah Black will be joining us later, and maybe he'll open the chat room up for me. And some of the other family, they'll be coming in here and there. So I don't know. Maybe they'll hit me on the backside and assist me with it. So I'm going to go on and continue with the show and do the best that I can, so bear with me. And as I said, I seen Adult Swim, and I didn't know that Ted Turner was involved in that. And hold on. We're going to go to the last right quick, and I want to see if this is one of the family members. 661, your line is open.
PC, Brother Ant, PC.
661, this is Brother Sunray.
Yeah, they're still working off the line. I got the chat open, but I'm just working off the cell phone. So I'm working in the background for a bit.
Okay. Am I coming through clear? Everything?
Yeah, you clear. You clear.
On point. Okay.
Yeah, you clear.
See what I'm saying, family? My people come through for me, you know what I'm saying? And see, that's how we're supposed to be with each other, you know? And if you just study what we're doing here at Culture Freedom Radio, because most people don't know what goes on behind the scenes, you know, and then it's like pop, 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 and they all come together. But, yeah, Sunray, if you want me to mute you or you want to stay on, or...
Yeah, you can mute me for a minute, because I just hit you when I get
I'll
ready.
Just, then I'll bring you back.
I got you. I got you.
I'm going through the presentation right now, and then we'll get into what we're going to talk about, and then because there's a lot to talk about. But what I do need you to do is, because we are going to have to go into overtime due to the fact that I came in a little late, and then I played my tracks, get all my information together, so we'll work with it. Cool with you.
Yeah, it's your show, brother. I'm just helping you out. I'm in the background.
Okay. I was trying to Marley Maul it myself and produce it. Puffy it myself, but I appreciate you coming in and assisting me with it. But I'll do the best that I can, you know.
I got you, brother.
All right, then, family, and I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm going to mute you.
All right.
You on hold. Okay. We got Sunray muted, but that's all good. So the show going to be straight because we know we got somebody here that keep it on a professional level. And back to what I was saying. Yeah, I was in Atlanta, and I didn't realize that Ted Turner had something to do with Adult Swim. And now, speaking of Ted Turner, before we go into this hidden animation, this is, like I said, it's going to be a series of these. And we're even going to have, like, panel series discussions of it, because other people, when I put it, posed this out among my crew and my family and the people I deal with and deal with, they all said they want to get a bite at it. So we've been sending out stuff, and they working on other series that we're going to develop and present where we're going to go in and decode this stuff. But Ted Turner... because of the Ebola thing, because I was in Atlanta, because of what was going on, and because of the Adult Swim and all this stuff, all that started triggering in my mind. I had already wanted to do it, like I told y'all. If y'all go back to the archives, y'all see I've been wanting to do this. So I had to do it today. So with all that said, we just going to go on and get into this. Ted Turner is one of the most diabolical elitists, and when I speak this, I want y'all not to look at it as in the form of, I'm talking about this Illuminati shit. But keep in mind what you learn as you broke down the Illuminati and the information you gather when that Illuminati shit was popping as a fad, so that we can connect the dots. Do keep that in mind, because I'm going to link all that in. I'm going to link that up as what they was doing when they were speaking on this Illuminati stuff, but I'm not talking about no Illuminati, you know, all that spooky shit. We ain't going to get into that, period. Don't even call me up talking about it, because it ain't that. That Professor Griff, Illuminati, all that stuff, go talk to him about it. He give you all his number. Go talk to him about it. I'm going to talk to you from this perspective, dealing with how one of the elite of elite boldly using animation to tell a story of how he used his finance, wealth, power, clout, connections to navigate the current events that occurred on this planet. That's what I'm going to talk about. How he used his power, wealth, and influence, and being connected to other elite, all these people in. And I'm going to show you how he boldly put it in your face long before he did it. And I'm going to bring that connection together. That's all we're dealing with. Anything outside of that where you want to talk about who is this person, who is this person, how is they this, they Illuminati, I don't want to hear that shit. You can call in and ask the question. Maybe I'll answer, maybe I won't. So you still can call in. But we ain't going all the way out on the limb. We're dealing with Ted Turner, and we're dealing with his apparatus, which is Captain America, to promote and push and speak and communicate, because it's called Ted Turner Communication. You hear Ted Turner Communication, you just take that literally. But what he's saying through the outlet of media, because we all know that has been following Culture Freedom, been doing the knowledge, or whether you following, you know communication is a way that the elite speak to each other through media. So we ain't even got to go through that either. We're going to scrap all that and get to the gist of this shit. Okay. First of all, before we can go into the Captain Planet, and I keep saying Captain America, I get that mixed up. Captain Planet is who we're dealing with. This is a character that was created by Ted Turner. This is his alter ego. He claims to be this. Now, we always know when a white man say one thing, you're supposed to always flip it. Donald Elijah Muhammad told you. Your native told you. When they say the white man speak with a forked tongue. So all the people that came before you that encountered that beast and knew that beast wasn't upright with his treaties and all that, you're supposed to flip that shit. So Ted Turner, out his mouth, he claims that he's Captain America. Okay, we're going to explore that later on. This dude saying he's Captain America, why do he claim to be Captain, not Captain America, but he claims to be Captain Planet. Planet. He said he's bigger than America. Let me stop you saying that. And if I do say that, just replace that because I get them, because I grew up on Captain America. You understand? So Captain fucking Planet. Mr. Ted Turner said he's Captain Planet. He the captain of the planet. He controlling the ship. He guiding this motherfucker. That's what he claimed. I ain't saying it. He said it. And he says that character is his alter ego is symbolic of him. All right? Now, let's go into this bastard's history because we can't go nowhere without knowing who he is. Maybe some of you know. There are other listeners that are just new to their here that don't know who this dude is and don't know what it is. They may heard his name and say, yeah, that's the owner of the Braves. He the owner of this and this and this and this. And they kiss his ass because black people love to kiss powerful white folks' ass. So let's detach some of these blackies' lips from this white man ass here named Ted Turner. Let me go through his bio first because we got to go through this, and then I'm going to go through what he's connected, and I have to do that so when we go into the Captain Planet, we can link all this together and see that this man in 1992, all the shit that you going through, the shit that you seeing now, but see, back then in the 90s, most people was tied into what you would call, it was in either, when it was coming to concert, they either got in the Nation of Islam, the YBN, I mean, whatever, it was an Ansar Nation at that time, they got into these different offset groups to break away from Christianity and uplift themselves into a higher level of consciousness. So they weren't really into the deep metaphysics. The deep metaphysics didn't really kick off, even though they was doing it around the 80s, 90s, Phil Valentine, Bobby Hammond, they was dropping that stuff, but they still was learning themselves. You got to remember, and them brothers would tell you, they were still learning and coming into the science themselves and study. So it really didn't kick off until like the late 2000s. And when I get through breaking down this broadcast, going through the shit that I got and break down this broadcast, you're going to say, God damn. Because I'm going to bring you to where them niggas came into the consciousness and was able to break down shit on the metaphysical level where the white boy was already advanced and dropping what he was going to do. And it's just that those brothers' consciousness was able to raise. Now, the only person that was doing it, now, the only person that was hot-tailing on them was outside of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he was predicting it, but he still was doing it on a religious side. But when you want to talk about conspiracy side, which they was lumping that shit up in a conspiracy theory type thing and laughing, it was Dr. York. He was doing it with the actual facts book and the setting the record straight book. He was the first one that was putting it out on the metaphysical level. And even those that was following him, they were still stuck into the religious side. They didn't see the metaphysical side that he was dropping. And if some of them are truly honest, they'll tell you, we were in this school, and we weren't seeing this metaphysics until that metaphysics started, you know, opening up, and everybody started getting into it, and then he took them to another school of thought, and then started giving it to them. But he had already wrote it in those tablets. They were there. But a lot of them brothers And sisters can't say that they had caught on to it as soon as he dropped it. Because that's when he was telling you, go check it out. Because he was dropping some advanced shit. But it was already written prior to what he was dropping. He made it plain. And it was already dropped in the Theology of Time. It was already dropped in Message to the Black Man. It was already dropped into Our Savior Have Arrived. So on and so on. But that's not to take nothing. The Jamal Blackies that put shit together. So I don't get into who did it first and blah, blah. It was all Blackies. Elijah Muhammad to be fucking Dr. York's daddy. So who the hell? So what the hell? That, you know, so we don't get into that. He could be his fucking daddy, period. And York had respect for him. And they, you see what I'm saying? So we don't even got to argue about who said what first, all that shit. Because before Elijah Muhammad, it was another nigga said it before him. Deuce Muhammad was dropping it. Fuck all that. We ain't finna get into that tonight. I don't want to hear it. Don't call in talking to me about it. Get cussed out. We gonna get back to this beast. Because, see, that's what I want to do. See, when I said that shit, niggas will start automatically want to deal with that issue that I just said and won't talk about this beast. They will not talk about this beast. They'll be like, you said this one, this is, fuck that. All the niggas are our brothers. Those are our uncles and daddies. Elijah, my daddy. Goddamn, York. He can be my uncle or daddy, one of the two. Noble Drew, all these niggas. They all did and gave great contributions, and that's why on my show I no longer talk about that shit. Who did what and who came and who, because ain't nobody stole nothing from nothing. How can you see? Only thing you stole was your motherfucking information back from the white man. All these niggas was bank robbers of knowledge from a white man who tried to take it and create an identity of it. Give my motherfucking bank robbers of information, period. So don't come on my show talking about this one and that one and who this and who this. I don't want to hear it. Don't call me talking about it. Fuck it. Get into this damn show. So I'm done with it. Henry Clark, all the motherfuckers, I love them all. They all did great work for what they had to do in their fucking lane, and it all come together, and that's what we're supposed to be doing, putting that information together and creating a whole new damn reality, a whole new paradigm for us ourselves. What good is having the information and you ain't doing nothing with it? That's the point. Now, when that question is posed at your ass, niggas don't want to say nothing. They don't want to deal with it. They want to still argue about who this is. That's what white folks do. We don't supposed to be debating over nothing. The debate is we in a fucked up situation and how we going to get out of it. That's the only damn debate we supposed to have on this planet, period. How we going to get out of it. Now, let's get to this beast and break down who he is. Mr. Teddy, Captain, I rule the fucking planet. I set the rules and go Turner. Check this out. We just going to go in. We're going to deal with his brief bio. And we're going to go into what this bastard, his agendas, and all that. We're going to break that down, read a little bit about that, and then I'm going to give you some supporting details of shit he's been saying. Because this dude here, if you go look him up, probably find it was so much stuff I found on him. You can find even more. It might be stuff that you know. And if you want to call in and add in and say, oh, well, I remember he said this, or I heard he said that, or I got some information that he said that, feel free to call in. The guest number is 347-850-8030. Call in and share, because this is not me just trying to drop something to convince you or nothing, or this is really, you know, a forum where we all can feel. I'm just setting, you know, the foundation where we can go in at. So if you want to share something, you want to put something in the chat room or something, you may want me to read that you know that I don't know about this bastard, or you want to contribute, feel free to do so. And it's all good. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just going to break this shit down based on the information I gather and I see, and I'm going to give my breakdown on it. And you can add into it. You know, you might tell me some shit like, well, look at this shit this way. Did you know this? Then hell yeah, I didn't know that. Let's do it. Go in. If you feel free, call in. Shit, I'll let you in the lines if you want to come in. It's all good. I got somebody on the line right now. They might want to help me contribute to this. Here we go. Hello? 678?
Hello. Can you hear me?
678-427.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes, I can hear you. I can hear you real clear. How you doing? Cool, I'm
I am awesome. You, man. I mean, I was just trying to I spy for a little bit.
Pearl, I want you to sidekick with me because you down there in Georgia. Let me go in on this dead time. I'm going to let you bang on these two. You can come on in and rap with me. Is that okay?
I don't have much time, but I'll hang with you for a moment. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me go on and break the ice, and that way you can go on and get in yours. Then I can come behind you with what I need to do, because I'm going into the cartoon later. This is gonna be a beautiful breakdown. Okay, we're gonna deal with this dead turner, and you may can give me some more insight because you down there. I haven't been in Georgia. I went to Georgia only for 3 days. I've been left out of Georgia for 3 years. I stayed down there 10 years, and I'm pretty sure you know it's going down Hall Mills. What is that? Where Georgia Tech? Where he has the Turner broadcasting thing right over there.
Okay, now I am one of those.
Let's go on in and break this punk down first.
What are we talking about? What's the subject?
We're talking about Ted Turner. I'm doing a series on hidden. Yes, I'm doing. I'm showing how current events and things that take place is hidden in like movies, signs, symbols, and animation. But with this Ted Turner dude, he's more than just some guy that's making movies and stuff like this. This dude make movies about what he gonna do to you. He make cartoons about what he do to you. He puts his money where his mouth is, and I don't want to give it all up right now.
He's
but
a puppet master.
Yeah, this dude is diabolical. So for those who don't know, I'm putting the information out because you may be supporting stuff that this dude is involved in, and you don't even know that your best interest ain't at heart with this cat. All his companies don't have your best interest at heart with what they're selling and giving you or providing you. And this dude is he's a bold bastard because he comes out and say what he feels about whoever. So I'm going to give all the documentation on that before I go into how he hid all his shit in there. And really, he didn't hide it. I'm saying it was only hidden due to the fact our conscious level wasn't raised, or we just ignored the type of broadcasting that he was putting out. But it was a popular broadcast amongst our youth, and he was tied into Disney, and they were working mind control through his shit. So I'm going to break all
subliminal,
that down.
Subliminal messages.
And some of the things that a lot of us do and our children do, you don't realize it was done because he was putting mind control through the TV program in your damn mind based upon watching his network. Break all that shit down for y'all tonight. Some of your behavior is because you watch something that he sent across the airwaves to your ass. And your conditioning and thinking, he did. And he told you he was going to do it in 1992 when he made the cartoon. And these cartoon characters all are symbolic of what he was going to do. And I'm going to show y'all all that. I'm going in that all that tonight. So let me go on and get into this. Because I'm going to need some way to set the clock back because I got to get into these characters. And see, I wish you would stick around because when I get into the characters that make up Captain Planet, those characters are symbolic of us as a family when you talk about unity. And I want you to go in, because you can go in deeper than me when we're dealing with indigenous and spirituality based upon linking it back to ancient Africa. Because one of the brothers, one of the characters, he's from Africa. And he's one of the most powerful ones out of them. And I have, if you could stick around, you know, if not, then I'll do the best I can, or maybe somebody else call
in.
I'll do my
best too, my brother. All right.
Okay. But let me get the audience the breakdown on this bastard, so they can get an idea of who they dealing with before we get into his rendition or his presentation of what it is he's trying to do and how he tried to tell the world, this is what I'm going to do to your ass. He did it through animation. Okay. Ted Turner was born in Cincinnati, Ohio, November 19th, 1938. He began working with his father, blah, blah, blah. Turner Advertising, and then he became the CEO in 63. He later remained with the company, and then Turner, he founded a 24-hour cable network called CNN. We all know it debuted in 1980. He created that, then he created Turner Broadcasting for $7.5 billion in 1996. Now, this boy was a billionaire back in 96. He was doing it big. And we all remember Turner Broadcasting. It said Ted Turner was born Robert Edward Turner, the third. He came for money already. He already had money. See what I'm saying? And that's in his earlier life. And it said, Ted Turner's father owned his own company, Turner Advertising. The business was lucrative. Ed earned substantial profit selling billboard ads. Although Ed was a good provider, he suffered from mood swings and bipolar disorder, venting his anger by physical abusing Ted. Let's stop right there. Mama Pearl, what you get out of that? You want me to repeat it?
Okay. A little bit.
Ted Turner, earlier life, and talk about his dad. Now, his dad, high wealth.
Oh, blue blood. Okay. That's the blue blood trail.
And that was Ed. It said, although his business, Ed earned substantial profit by selling billboard, although Ed was a good provider, he suffered from mood swings caused by bipolar. Now check this out. Back in 1938 and all of them in that day and time, they had no diagnosis or nothing called no bipolar.
Right.
Am I right or wrong? There was
You're
nothing
right.
called bipolar. This motherfucker was crazy.
That's their nature.
And there we go. He was living out his nature, but see how they try to fix it up.
Mm-hmm.
And this ain't no Wikipedia I'm reading from. This ain't no Wikipedia I'm reading from. This is coming from the bios.com, where they do bios of everybody. And it said, now he already was in a war going crazy. It said, although he was a good provider, but he physically abused Ted. Years later, as an adult, Ted would discover he, too, was bipolar. I want y'all to keep in mind that right there. So when we get into the next segment, this dude is bipolar, and he comes from a physically abused environment. Keep those things in mind for those out there that's listening, because it's going to explain why somebody would say the things they say and feel the way they feel, and would gain a mass, because like they say, most geniuses are crazy as fuck. They can gain a mass of wealth, but they still not happy. They have to be destructive. Like you said, even though it's their nature, but they become off the hook when they got the ability to finance that. You got to keep that in mind. Let's move on. Now let me show you. No, we ain't gonna even talk more about them how crazy. We already done established they crazy. Let's go on other antics. We already established that he crazy. But I don't wanna take up so much time dealing with him on that. We went to his bio.
Well, I can tell you this.
We don't want to take up too much time. We're going to go into some of the things that he even said out of his mouth that's crazy. So that we'll know who we dealing with. First, yeah, we need to go to, we're going to go to Ted Turner and deal with his accomplishments as an adult. What he's involved in, what he's been doing, what he's up to, and things of that nature. We need to go into that. And as y'all know, he created a lot of media outlets. CNN was his first one. Heard of South. He's known as being the original mouth of the South. The phrase was coined around him. So you might hear people say mouth of the South. Ted Turner is the original mouth of the South. So when other people say, oh, mouth of the South, no, Ted Turner is that. You know, and he's known among his colleagues as being that, the mouth of the South. But we're going to go and look at his bio real quick. You go ahead, Mama Pearl. I'm going to pull up his bio right quick. I had it up here, and I think I lost it, if you want to go ahead and add on to that.
Well, I do. You know, I just, you know, be going back down memory lane, and you're absolutely correct. And that's one of the issues that I've been, you know, trying to bring forth. I used to, you know, I was blessed, you know, I walked in many life forms, you know, because I used to be a clinical psychiatric secretary and worked at, you know, this place called the Institute for Living. It's very well known, and all of the leaders go there, Sammy Davis Jr., for one, and you must know he would go there all the time. It's in the Hartford, Connecticut, where I live, and this institute takes up about 4 or 5 blocks, okay? And it's beautiful. You know, they go there. They have schools from K to 12th grade right there. So I'm saying these are these crazy people, you know, who are in the Institute for Living, and I work in clinical psychiatry. One of the first things that they give is, you know, electric shock, you know, and they had underground tunnels that went all over the city, all kinds of things, underground tunnels. So you have to correct those crazy people that run in the country. The blue blood, and they try to tame them to appear, you know, sane, but that's only momentarily. But you go ahead on, break it down, my brother. I can care.
Okay. Yeah, so, okay, I got his bio right quick. So we got to go through this man's bio in order to link things up. Like I said, we got to go through this man's history. You got to know who you're dealing with before you start talking about him, start trying to link up thing, so that way, once you give what he's affiliated with, what his agenda is, then you start, you know, filling in the blanks with the details. You know, most people don't want to get the facts. They just love details so they can become emotional behind the details that were laid out, but they don't get the facts. Because, see, the facts will take you from out of the emotional state, and you can say, okay, now I'm soldiered up. I know this person is standing on the square this way. Let me meet him face to face that way. Hell with what's on the other side. You know what I'm saying? The details they put in my short-term memory, because once I get him, you know what I'm saying, everything else will collapse. Because, you know, you really don't have no true warriors after. You only have one true warrior per crew, should I say. So let's deal with this boy. It's a Robert Edward Ted Turner III, blah, blah, blah. We already told you. Okay, and an American media mogul and philanthropist. As a businessman, he is known as the founder of cable news network CNN, the first 24-hour cable network channel. In addition, he founded WTBS, which pioneered the superstation. See, follow the chain. Concept in cable television. As a philanthropist, he is known for his $1 billion gift to support the United Nations, which created the United Nations Foundation, a public charity to broaden support for UN Turner service as chairman of the United Nations Board of Directors. This boy sat on the board of directors of the charity for the United Nations. What board of director did he, what charity did he sit on? He sat on the director charity of eugenics and population control. We're going to get into that. It's going to be beautiful tonight, y'all. Turner Media Empire began with his father's billboard business, blah, blah, blah. We done already went through that shit. We know. It's a Turner Broadcasting System, cable news network, revolutionized news media covering space shuttle challenge disasters in 1986, Persian Gulf War, Atlanta Braves, baseball, which he owned. It's a and nationally popular franchise and launched the charitable Goodwill Games. Y'all know about the Goodwill Foundation. That's who bring all these foreigners over in this motherfucker and tell them shit about you ain't no good, you lazy, you sloppy. They show them all these movies and all this, and this man is the mogul of media. Okay? So he's this is where you get your first, this is where they're getting their first introduction of mind control about blacks in America. And I say blacks, not whites, because when they bring them to America, they training them to come in your community, take over your businesses, push you out, mistreat you, screw your old lady when you at work, and dog you out, and shortchange you, and cheat you. This is where they get this knowledge from, this Goodwill Foundation. And there's some other ones. But Ted Turner leads the way in that. So we gotta really go in on this boy first before we can get into, you know, the topic and breakdown of what we're gonna break down. You gotta get his mindset. I want you to get into his mind and his way of thinking so that you can understand the breakdown that I'm gonna bring you, where it'll be easy to see when I show you how this white boy told you who he was, how powerful he is, how influential he is, and how he was able and is still able and capable and is working on moving by his agenda, and you falling right into the trap helping him, thinking you doing something good. I'm going to show you all that shit in a minute. And you should already know, call on by what I'm reading to you. If not, then let's go on. Okay. This man dealing with the Goodwill Game helped reinvent interest in professional wrestling when he owned one of the most popular wrestling companies in the middle of the late 90s, known as World Championship Wrestling. And if you knew, when you watch World Championship Wrestling, they always had political agendas based around the wrestlers. You don't believe me? You can go back on YouTube and watch some of the old matches with your Tony Atlas, your Hulk Hogan's, your King Kong Bundy's, all them bastards you grew up with, Iron Sheik. Let's go to Iron Sheik and Nick and the Volkov. Look at how they were wrestling and the agendas and the political stuff that was all in that. WWF and WCW and all that. He was speaking to you right there and through the wrestling. This man is a genius of mind control, and I'm going to show you in the cartoons where he tell you he was a genius of mind control. Wait till I get to that part. That's going to be so good. It's going to be good. Y'all going to love it. The Monday Night Show, input was the highest rated on cable, helped boost Turner's channel of TNN and WTBS. Turner purchased for controversial statements earned him the nickname the Mouth of the South and Captain Outrage. He called himself, they called him Captain Outrage. He changed his name to Captain Planet. Turner also devoted his assets to environmental cause. He was the largest private landowner in the United States until John C. Malone surpassed him in 2011. He used much of his land for ranch and repopulated bison meat, which he got a restaurant down here. It's called For the Ted's Montana Grill. They got one right here in Nashville, Tennessee, over by Vanderbilt University. And I didn't even know that was the Ted they was talking about until my uncle came and told me. Assuming the large herd, amassing the largest herd in the world, he also created an environmental theme series called Captain Planet and the Planeteers. Now, I'm done, family. Let's move on to his fuckery and animation. Mama Pearl, go ahead and add in what you want to add in, and we going into this animation. We're going to go in. No. We can't go into the animation until we go into some of the stuff he said out of his mouth.
I'm listening to you, you know, shine a light on the beast, you know, on one of the tentacles of the beast, you know.
But you go in there kind of through my silence. I got it. Oh, there it is. Yeah. But you got some take on this beast based on what I just read? Him using his media outlet as a manipulation tool and deceiving people and bullying and controlling people. But see, what people don't understand, these TV stations and network and outlets, you got our people that work for them. And even though people say, I sold this off and sold that off, when you go into the documents, he still come back as a chairman on this company, a CEO on this company, an advisor on that company. He never got rid of his stock. So he just owns
the entire of life.
Yes. Just like CNN, to this day, he still got power. I'm going to read your article from CNN. And then I'm going to his goons. We had to deal with his goons, too, before we go into these characters. We got to deal with his goons. Okay? So, first thing that Ted Turner, after amassing all his wealth, from all these ventures that he was involved in, the first thing was on his agenda. It was October 25th, 2012. And he told Pierce Morse, he thinks that it's good that the U.S. soldiers were killing themselves. Okay? These are quotes that I'm just giving out. They're not nothing I'm reading in articles. You can just go look them up. So that's why I'm giving them to you. Then he also called for the one-child policy under his population control program that he set up with the UN. And he put that $1 billion up for. And that was in, like, 2011. He has contributed more as of today. So don't get it twisted. He also said, June 7th, 2012, that the population needs to be reduced by 5 billion. And how did he say he was going to go about doing it? He had to bring his homeboys on. Who is his homeboys? I'm going to give you his top 3 homeboy and 1 homegirl. Warren Buffett, March 5th, 2014. He paid $1 million to make sure that everybody in third world countries could afford abortions. Okay? These dudes are serious about this shit. Bill Gates and Linda Gates, these are the other homeboy and homegirl. They came out and said, we favor the death channel, the death panel, and vaccine to reduce population. He believed that the destiny of the poor is a big problem with population. So in order to depopulate them, the only way will be through vaccines. Through vaccines. And he passed out more vaccines globally than anybody. Now, we thought that vaccines were supposed to do what, Mama Pearl? Can you answer that for me? What do vaccines supposed to do for us?
Actually supposed to mutate your DNA, you know, and...
I'm saying according to what the bees say. If we go, if they say, come on down and get your flu shot, what are we going down there for? The bees say, get your flu shot.
You're actually committing suicide. That's what I call it. You're doing that because all the knowledge
the
is there.
Like that. Mm-hmm. He said he's helping you out, right?
Yeah.
The bee said, you need this. You got to have this. Your baby can't come to school if they don't have this. You can't get such and such benefits if you ain't got this. Now, here go a man. I should play Nas if I rule the world right now. But these men is telling you the shit that we giving you is to eradicate you. Let's go on. Bill and Friends has raised, now y'all can go watch this video on YouTube. It's called Bill and His Friends. It's called Bill Gates Speak on Population Control, or where I got it from, it said Bill and His Friends. Bill and His Friends has raised $40 billion to vaccinate 80% of the children in third world countries. You understand what I just read? So when we seen that shit pop up last year with all them people he was doing, he was giving out computers for vaccine, remember? That was in late last year. And all them people came up and he tried to get them all like $55,000 or some extravagant amount so that they didn't take him to world court, sue him and all this type of shit. They didn't want to accept it. But anyway, it got swept under the rug. Just look at Bill Gates vaccines poison Africans. Type that in and read the article. All you got to do is just type that in, and it'll show you all the articles. Everybody, it got so bad that they had to tell it due to the fact he did the same thing in India, and India was the one that went in on his ass about it. You see what I'm saying? So... these is his cronies, Linda Gates, Warren Buffett, and Kemp. Now, let me tell you how cold Ted Turner is. He went on Tavis Smiley, one of my documents on Tavis Smiley, when he told his black ass. Now, he going to go to the black man and tell the black man, oh, that was it. That was Tavis Smiley. Tavis Smiley. He told Tavis Smiley. Also, he went on his show and told him that we need to depopulate this planet due to the poor people having all these babies and can't take care of them, fucking up the ozone layer, destroying the environment, and what have you. When we, the people, connected to the environment, we connected to nature. He going to try to detach the original people from nature because he can't attach himself to nature. But he going to sit and tell a black man this, and Tavis Smiley ain't say nothing in defense of us. You see what I'm saying? Because he know to keep his mouth closed. He talking to the media mogul. He have his ass took up off TV overnight. See what I'm saying? So now, we're going to go into the topic of the night, dealing with this Captain Planet dude. Okay? Captain Planet is who Ted Turner say he is. Okay? He's supposed to be the superhero. So I'm going to read you the bio of what this Captain Planet is about. I'm going to read you about the characters. I'm going to read you about the villains. And then I'm going to show you how the work of these villains, these characters within this animated cartoon reveals a lot of things that take place or took place within our lives, our everyday lives, and how it's not a coincidence, but it was already written by this elitist right here, his goons and other goons that's on that level that control and manipulate shit. This is all this is about, just to open your eyes to show you how they will put stuff in your face and show it to you. Once your psyche sees it, whether you analyze it and catch on to it or not, it's planting in your psyche. You're either going to accept it or reject it, or you go along with it and say, damn, that's some shit I've seen in the movie. That I've seen that before. But you can't be responsive or proactive to counteract what it is they're doing, because they have already programmed it in your mind that this is the norm. And this is what they, when they put in animation, they already programming your children, because your children are sitting up looking at this shit. Even though we older people, we look at it. But when you're dealing with some superheroes and all that, you sit your kids now with a bowl of cereal, some snacks, and they looking at this. They're already programming them children's psyches. That's the whole reason I'm making this show and speaking on this. Because this stuff is now so advanced and moving so fast with all this new technology, they can just drop a seed in the child's head and let it grow. The child will fertilize itself. They'll feed it through psychedelic drugs and psychotropical drugs and all this other bullshit they put in the food and stuff. It'll make that thought grow, and it'll become something you don't even know. You say, damn, did I give birth to that? Where did this come from? I don't know nobody that behaved like that. I can't go down my family tree and see where this shit relates. So this is the reason for this show and why I decided to choose this topic, so that I can show and prove that most people who come up with these ideas and concepts, they're not speaking from a conspiracy perspective, because the conspiracy, every day you wake up, there's a conspiracy going on. So we got to get, oh, that's conspiracy theory. There's a theory always put in place that is being conspired against your ass. Whether your wife can conspire against you, your husband can be conspiring against you, your job, your coworker. You are always living in a conspiracy anyway. So when you talk about, oh, that's conspiracy theory shit, you act like you outside of something and seeing some shit, or you a part of some shit. Even if you are part of the conspiracy, you are part of the theory that's being perpetrated. So you're conspired, you're guilty either way it goes. So we got to get out of that. The word conspiracy theory was given to you by the media, Ted Turner. I'll show you that. It was given to you by the media. That was the every time your conscious level raised and they give you a certain information, the Tavistock Institute give you or introduce a word to you to use for your defense to yourself from what it is that you don't understand. If you can't explain it and you don't got the knowledge and the science to it, they give you a word to defend yourself. And that defense word blocks you from doing further investigation, or it stops your spirit. Well, like I said, your spirit operates off of analytical and critical thinking. You don't have analytical and critical thinking, you are not spiritually grounded, period. Don't even say it. You have a spirit that's animated and moving, just like this cartoon shit I'm telling you. And anybody can move that animation. If you don't use analytical and critical thinking, that's what they took away from you. Rockefeller told you, when he set up the school system, he said, I do not want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers. And he said that shit long before half of us on this phone was born. That's Logan Rockefeller, the old, the big Rockefeller. No. Yeah. I'll get it. Rockefeller Daddy, the old one, he said, I don't want a nation of thinkers. And then his protege, who was Einstein, he told you, he was an idiot, but he was smart enough to tell you, do not confuse education with intelligence. And every day you see Negroes confusing education because what they think they know, read, study, and all that, if they don't have analytical and critical thinking, they don't have intelligence. And if you don't have intelligence, you don't have wisdom. And you have no spirituality without wisdom and intelligence, because intelligence means intel, to go in, to take in, store up the elixir of what it is you got, and that's where the wisdom comes from. And that's where the spirituality expounds itself and manifests itself outward. And if you don't know how to put together that formula, you lost. You just talking. And that's not to down nobody or knock nobody out, because we all moving on a different path. It's not saying that everybody got to have it in that particular way. But if you ain't nowhere near that level of understanding and scratching that surface, you got a problem. And that's why certain things occur in your life and happen in your life that you don't like, or some people say some shit that you can't understand and you can't feel, and it makes you upset because you're still trapped on the emotional. The beast deals with emotions. He got to deal with emotions. Scientists, God, and goddesses do not deal with emotions. They control it when they build it on a higher level. The emotions is their lower level. They can deal with that and get out of that and go to the higher level. The creation is on the higher level with no emotion. Period. Now, take this shit and leave it alone. I don't care. Believe it or not, try it. Try it from both ways and see how it works. Try it from the way you've been doing it and try it from the way I just said it. Rewind the shit and try it from the way I said it. Take the emotions out of
brother.
It. Analytical, critical thinking, and watch how you reach your spiritual side. And watch it open up for you. Period. You guys saw my
I'm listening to you. You're dropping it. So I want to hear your flow and see how far you're going to take it. And I'm just listening. I'm enjoying, you know, you talk, my brother. So head on with it.
Yeah. I just went on a tangent right quick. I don't know where I just got threw off. It's just on, you know, the shit just comes sometimes to me. Like I say, that's what I'm talking about with spirituality. You know, it just comes. It hits you, and you just flow, and it ain't about where this come from, where you get this, show me this. That's what the beast wants. Show me your secrets. Write them down for me so I can have them and use them against you. Your secrets is in your Akashic records, in your fucking mind. You keep them there. And don't share them with nobody that ain't worthy to have them. That's the golden rule. But anyway, let's get to this bastard Captain Planet. I'm going all off on some other shit. I ain't got no business. But, okay, we got this dude, Captain Planet, and the Planeteers. Now, this is the alter ego of this diabolical Ted Turner. I told y'all earlier in the show, This is some identity theft stuff. Always flipping around. Now, this is what he claims to be. Now, we just read all the stuff he up to. But through his cartoon, he will try to tell your children, I'm this Mr. Nice Guy. I want to save the planet and blah, blah, blah. And I'm a superhero. Here's what he said to your children and to you if you watched this cartoon and didn't know that this bastard was into the stuff we discussed earlier. Okay? Here's what he say. Captain Planet is an American animated environmentalist television program created by Ted Turner, Rob Larkin III, and Barbara Pye, Nicholas Boxter, and Andy Hayware, and we ain't gonna name all these bastards. It's a bunch of them. Ted Turner is the ringleader. All these are just, like I said, suck boys and suck girls that's down with the program that he hired to help him with his bullshit. Turner Program Services and DIC Entertainment. And it was broadcast on TBS from September 15, 1990 to December 5, 1992. A sequel, The New Adventures of Captain Planet, was produced by Hanna-Barbera, another fuckboy, and broadcast from September 11, 1993 to 96. Okay, now, my pro, let's stop there. This was in 1990. The conscious community didn't develop to what, around 1980 and 1982, right? Because you had most people that was coming, that was either going into Islam and into other factions breaking out of Christianity, right?
Right. Go on.
You didn't have a big conscious wave like you got now. You didn't have a big conscious wave into the late 2000s, right? I just want to get it confirmed
right.
Because you're older than me.
Yes.
And I'm just speaking on, based on the research of what a lot of the elders in the conscious community that was, you know, that's in your age bracket, a little older, was saying. They didn't start ASCAP, and all that shit didn't come around to 82 and all that type of shit. And it wasn't a big following. All the, Gathering of the Masters and all that, that was, that wasn't even popping up. It was popping, but it was underground, low-key. You didn't have people in that, because you had people in, like I said, Nation of Islam. They would come out of Christianity, just founding Nation of Islam in the 80s and 90s. This boy dropped this in the 90s. So you had William C. Cooper, who dropped his shit on this, and a lot of people didn't start picking up William C. Cooper until they came in and acknowledged the Nation of Islam, or the Nation of Ansar community, the Moors. You know, they was in some offshoot group like that where it was different from Christianity, because all this stuff here was called spookism and crazy and blah, blah, blah during the 90s. Now, here goes this white boy. He put all this stuff out in the 90s. All the way through the 90s, 95, 92, he's dropping this stuff. And he take it from one network to the next. But what we finna do now, we gonna go into the characters. I just wanted to clarify, everybody get that date down, and hold on. Let me check the see if somebody won't come in. That's somebody on hold. I'm gonna let this 912 in. See who this is. Hello. 912. 412. 412-441. You wanna come in? They don't want to say shit.
This problem is just listening, my brother.
Oh, that's hotel. We been letting him back in. That's my dude. What's up, family?
Family, you know, I was in the kitchen there trying to feed the kids and clean up the dishes, man, and I came back.
Yeah. You got to
I heard you calling me. Brother, I want to come back in and chime back in, but let me have this right quick, brother. I got you.
Go ahead. Hey, look, just mute yourself. I'm going to keep you on.
Yeah, all right, brother. Hold up.
Just mute yourself, and you can come back in anytime you want to break in on this. Because this is a fun show. Actually, it's really, I'm doing it too, as you know, because you can use this information for the kids. You know what I'm saying? And be aware of what it is they're watching, where you can sit down and say, hey, let me see what my children are watching, and let me try to decode this and see what hidden messages and symbols that they're sending across these airways that's programming my child or trying to program me. You see what I'm saying? This show may seem like, oh, well, what the hell, what the purpose, what the meaning of this? It got a lot of meaning. You got a lot of meaning, and especially if you call yourself saying, I've risen to another higher conscious level, and I'm dealing with metaphysics, you better deal with it on that level. Because if you can go and watch Avatar and go and pay people $10 and $20 and sit in a lecture for them to break that down, and you can't sit and look at what's already coming in your house for free and break that shit down, do you need them? Pay them $20 to come and sit and tell your child, when I'm showing you, all I'm doing is showing you how to just do some simple research. This is just simple research. I can take this shit to a whole nother level. But I don't got the time to do no lecture. I'm just showing people and connecting the dots and showing them how simple and easy it is that you can do it, because I'm using our news articles to reference, because when you're dealing with TV shows and movies and stuff, that's what we, like Kevin Ray said, a lot of historical stuff and a lot of scientific stuff, you don't want to use Wikipedia as the end-all and be-all. But when you're dealing with media, it's okay to use Wikipedia because it's nothing but TV shows like Me and My Old Lady. That's where I'd be like, who played in that movie? What year it came out? And we'll reference it through there and be like, okay, bam. And then they'd be right in the exact, because we'll end up seeing the movie probably sometime. We'll look. I'd be like, see, it did come out in 92 and it's printed. And Wikipedia would be right in the exact only, because they don't play and lie about all that bullshit. Because it ain't like they trying to educate you on nothing. They just giving you information. So that's a simple tool you can use to see where and where the producers, the writers, actors, what were their motives behind this and where they're trying to go with it. So that's why I'm saying I'm now going to the characters, because why do we go into the characters when we're doing this type of research? Here's something that blacks don't do that whites do. And the reason that Wikipedia does this, and even when you buy a movie, now back in the day, my pro, when you came up and I came up with stuff, we used to love to get an album. We pull out the insert, see who produced this, who was on this and on that. Am I right or wrong? We love to play the song and read the album cover and read the insert. We love that. That was the beauty of it. That's what made us, you know, like, oh, he played, you know, we was music, you know, we was educated on who did what and who did what on what track and stuff like that. He's like, oh, I know him. He played this on that song. But when it comes to comic movies and stuff like that, you do have blacks that is into it and that can break it. But white people know that other white people wants to know all the details of the characters. What's his handle? What's his characteristic? And all that. Because they into that, because a lot of white people who really follow this stuff, they are people that are part of a cult. And they deal with this, and they look at it from that perspective, and they can understand and see what's being conveyed back and forth from the producers, the writers, and it's coming through that TV screen, and they can feel that shit. That's where you just entertain, laugh, and grin, and loving the shit, but you don't understand what's being said. That's where when they look at it, they know it, and they got their own. That's why you always see these little communities, these societies based upon this superhero character, and now they have all that shit because they become a cult following. And there's just a few blacks that may get involved in it and stuff because they kind of open to that. But the average Negro, like, fuck that shit. You see what I'm saying? So we got to be more mindful of what's being projected to us, especially to our children, especially to cartoons. So that's why I did Hit in Animation. That's the whole reason I did this. You know, because a lot of people already know that Ted Turner is the asshole that he is. Okay. And for those who want to follow me with these characters, just go to Wikipedia and type in Captain Planet and go down to characters. We got plots, characters, and stuff, and I'm going to read the characters. I'm not going to go through the whole plot. The plot is, I just summarize that. Captain Planet is supposed to be this superhero that was created okay, it's four nationalities that come together to form this superhero. And he's supposed to fight against pollution, destruction of the planet, whatever going on that's going to destroy the planet. He's supposed to fight against it, but he deal with it. But he's an environmentalist, so he ain't like no Superman and Batman and all that fighting against crime and all that. He ain't doing that shit. This dude is fighting against environmental destruction. He dealing with nature, so it should interest you because we are people of nature. So anyway, that's his hang up, Captain Planet. Now. He can't exist without these four nationalities, four children. And keep in mind, we're dealing with children. They come together with these little rings and form this dude, and he go fight. And Captain Planet, now I'm going to show you the racism in there. I got to go into that for a minute. Now, these are you got some two crackers. The other ones is melanated. When they come together to form this Captain Planet dude, he looks like ice, which letting you know we're dealing with the Iceman, the beast, up out of the ice. Now, when we start talking about genetics and all that shit coming together and stuff, so you know that's white supremacy racism. And like Ted Turner said, that's me. So he looks like a white boy when he come together, but he turns blue. Instead of being light-skinned melanated nigga, he wouldn't even be a mulatto because you got the black blood. You got a lot of black. Three of them is black. Let me see. One, two, three. Five. It's five of these guys. Three of them is melanated people. So that'll black it out all that whitewash. But we ain't got to get in there. I was gonna go in there. I don't even want to deal with that. Anyway, they are called the Planeteers. They represent some from different nationalities. So I'm going to read them, and then I want Mama Pearl, because I want you to go into your thing, and I want you to hear these characters, how they break them down. Then I'm going to get my intake, and then hopefully Black Messiah listening, he can come back in and get his take. I'm going to show y'all how the white man, this beast, and these elite know who the hell we are. And he's telling you, because remember we said, they said that he was bipolar, a sociopath, crazy. Those type of people always want to be killed. And they will tell you how to, but they'll give you the way to kill them in a riddle. So here's what Ted Turner is telling you how to destroy him and his diabolical madness, because he is not Captain Planet, the superhero. He is these demons that I'm going to read to you after I give you the handle on the Planeteers and who they are. Check this out. The first Planeteer, her name is Gaia, right? Gaia is dealing with the Earth, right? The planet used to be called Gaia, Mama Earth, or something similar to that.
Yes.
It was called Gaia. The planet used to be, that's one of the names of the planet,
that's,
right?
That's one of the names.
That's what I thought, I believe. And it's played by Whoopi Goldberg, okay? Now, I'm going to give you the description of this Gaia. That's right. Okay, Gaia is not one of the Planeteers. I take that back. I thought, man, my mind come to me. Gaia, voice of Whoopi Goldberg, right? It's the spirit of the planet. She is the modern redemption of the primordial Greek Earth Titan, which the Titans is us, right? Possessing an amulet, amalgamation of physical characteristics of all human races. Did you hear what I say? An amalgamation of all human races. Gaia. That was the earth speaking out to these planeteers and gave them their powers. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Now, y'all got to feel that. And I knew that Gaia was a form of the earth. And here it is. It says, this is the spirit. Like I told y'all earlier, when I tell you the spirit, your vibration ain't vibrating right. You just a spirit moving, but you can't feel spirituality. Spirituality is when you are connected to your spirit and connected to the source at which animates your spirit on this motherfucker. Come on. Stop talking to me. Y'all niggas don't want to deal with this. I know they don't. Mama Pearl, they don't want to deal with it. It's a awakening.
I'm loving it. Go ahead, my brother. You do your thing. I'm loving it. Love it.
You know,
power,
I excuse the language. That's just how I rock. I'm sorry. I just rock like that, you know. It come over me, you know. And you know that I've been trying to curb that because you on here. So I want to turn you off because I want you to get in on me when I get down to this sister. I ain't get to the sister. And I want you to hear what they say about the sister. Now, this is Ted Turner. Now, my poor, keep in mind, this is Ted Turner. These are these characters that play in this cartoon. Now, how many black children sat down and watched it, and how many mamas and daddies sat down and watched that cartoon? Because, you know, this was a popular cartoon. They had it all at Disneyland and everything. You could ride the little Captain Planet ride, all that. And they took their children down there, but they didn't understand what this shit was. This was. You see what I'm saying? So it's necessary for me to bring this topic up. You know, some people might say, and you know, why don't you talk about some shit like that? It needs to be talked about because your children is being exposed to this. And it's not a bad thing if you know how to flip it and teach it. Because you hear what I just said? Gaia. Now, you being conscious as you is, and you say, damn, you look at that cartoon and hear Gaia talking out the little planet. You say, damn, that's some shit. That's some African stuff. You see what I'm saying? And then you can take your child and start dropping the science on that. And when I get to these other characters, you're going to be able to drop some more science. But this is to show you the beast know who you is. And he's telling you, I'm at war with all this. But he's pretending the deception because Captain Planet, it got that little bluish and that shit looks like ice, white and stuff. And we know the color blue means deception. Blue means deception, not real. It ain't what you see. What you think you see, you don't see. Blue is deception. The sky is not blue. The water is not blue. It's how the sun hits it and the other elements and the other chemical properties in the atmosphere that comes down, hit it, and it manifests to your eyes and make it look blue, green, and these different colors. I can show and prove. Put the water in the glass. It's clear. Not blue. Done with that. Just go on and then go through these people real quick before we run out of time. And it says, of human race, it said, awaken from a century-long slumber and shock and increase in pollution. Hear that? The earth went to sleep. Gaia went to sleep. Now that sounds like, what's her name? What's that deity name? Damn, I got a picture of her. We ain't gonna worry about that because I don't want to run out of time. They got one in India. She steps on the, she cut the head off when she wake up. I can't remember right now. But it say, awakening from a century-long slumber. That's black people. And shocked with the increase in pollution of the planet and has sustained it such a short, by her standard, time She summons the planeteers to defend the planet and give each of them an elemental ring. You hear me? We are the Lord of the Rings, right? The rings are the level of consciousness. The planet is giving us a level of consciousness in order to help fight and defend her, but that's why they put the chemtrails up so you can't get your ring. You can't activate your ring of consciousness because to activate the ring of consciousness has to have light code information that come from the sun. Period. Come on. Now, here goes the white man in 1990 telling you this shit and telling you what he going to do. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Follow me now. It say, Gaia lives on Hope Island. Sound like where she stayed with Jesse Jackson, huh? Hope. No, I'll just see. An island with large crystals in the middle of an ocean. Although the exact location is never revealed, she is omnipresent. She can appear at any time or place she wishes and can communicate telepathically with anyone at any point in time. She is bound to the planet, and her health and well-being are connected with the conditions of the planet. Who is that? The motherfucking black woman? Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Don't y'all read that shit in Dr. Van's book, all that stuff? Here, the white man tells you, that's the black woman. Yo, all of them have told you. Bound to the planet. And they said it's a woman, Gaia, which means Earth. Huh? And she can communicate telepathically. Do the signs of your woman know you before you know your motherfucking self. She'll tell you who you really is. You can lie all you want. Piss her off, she'll tell you who you is. Am I right, Mama Pearl?
You're hitting every tack. You're hitting it, my brother.
But are you feeling what this man is, what they writing in this small little passage? And this is stuff
absolutely.
We should take hours on breaking it down. And the beast will break it down, and he using our science. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We just going to skim through the planeteers, so I ain't going to go off through them. They say the planeteers are summoned by Gaia, summoned by the Earth. That's us. That's the people of the Earth, meaning we got to get on our jobs. Now, here's what she wants them to do. Pollution, crime, natural disasters. She got 5 teenagers of ethnic groups, bam, 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 and she gave them, you know, we already told them, she gave them the powers. Here go the power, temporary control. She gave them temporary control, 1 of 4 classic elements, earth, wind, fire, and water. This is what she gave them, earth, wind, fire, and water. This is all up hidden up in the cartoon. And I have not heard anybody address this cartoon but me. Maybe somebody somewhere, I don't know, but ain't nobody peeped this game like I peeped it. Not to, you know, rub my shoulders. So I'm putting it out for where everybody can further evaluate it and come up with some shit that I might not know. So I'm just saying, ain't nobody addressed this. You see what I'm saying? And this dude was dropped. This dude put this out in the 90s. And here it is, 2014, and we ain't caught on to this. So that lets you know that white boy, he was already advanced in your game. He was already popping your shit out there, putting in your face, testing you to see was you going to wake up to who you really are. That's what he was doing, actually. Then they say, as well as the fifth element, heart, which represents love, communication, and able telepathic and empathy, as well as potential mind control. See what I'm saying? Now, we done with that. That's what Gaia did, and that's the game she gave out, which we know we can always access all those things when we vibrate on different levels and different frequencies. We know we got access to that. This is a cartoon. Bear witness to that. This is a high elite white boy who paid, he put billions of dollars, give it to high scientists and all this to study you. All he did was compile that information and say, damn, this is the capability of the Negro. Think I'm lying? Watch this. Watch this. Think I'm lying that he ain't talk about black people? Here's the first planetary character, right? A black man first. He put a black man first. And LeVar Burton played his voice. Okay, the dude, the black boy named Kwame, right? And he's from Zimbabwe. Kwame possesses the power of Earth. See? Nothing like mama and son, Mason. Damn, leave that alone. He has a soft spot for the planet life and even runs his own greenhouse on Hope Island. See that? Gail lived on Hope Island. Damn. Growing up in a tribe in his homeland of Africa, he is at one with the land and its purpose and does what he can to preserve it. That's us, black people. In the episode Talking Trash, he mentioned how he never knew his father, hinting, see that, beast, get throw that in, you don't know your daddy, throw the daddy out. Hinting that his father died while Kwame was still very young. The de facto leader of the group, he is also the voice of reasoning that keeps the Planeteers in check when the group begins to lose faith and give in faith in a given situation. Ain't that a nigga? Who you run to? And what do they say? York it all up? Sound right reasoning. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, Nation Islam. Through the knowledge, 5%. More science, self. All that. Ain't that what we say? Now, where did this white man get that information to write this character, to get his character, this guy Kwame, these characteristics, if he wasn't digging into what niggas do? See what I'm saying? And keep them in check. He also acts as the mentor to Mai Tai. Kwame is the first planeteer to be summoned. When the white boy get in trouble, he call on that nigga. Let's go to the next one. This is G, voice played by Janet somebody. Hailing from Malaysia. G controls the power of water. What did we have in Malaysia? Didn't we have a tsunami go through Malaysia? Dealing with water that was perpetrated by who? The power elite. Huh? Am I right, Mama Pearl? Then we had that heart. Roll. Hello? Hello? Oh, okay. Son Ray. Brother Son.
Hotel.
Hotel. You in? Okay. We all. You hear me?
Yeah, this is Messiah Roz who, man?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just running through these characters real quick. I might have to do a part two. I don't know where Son at. I need to reset. I need to get some more time. I need to go overtime on this.
Right, I'm hearing you put down the elements, bro. You bring it down the elements.
Yeah. I need the set. I need some overtime.
I'm right here, brother. I'm trying to eat these barbecue pig feet sandwiches, man. My bad.
Okay, after you get that, put me in overtime. Okay.
No, my bad. Yeah, I'm just playing, family. Now, actually, you would go over automatically. You go automatically go over anyway. But you know, y'all are going to go over, but people can hear the shoulders in the chat, but we'll have to actually call in and listen to the show. You got 8 minutes live.
Yeah, I got 8 minutes live.
And then you will have to restart the show. We can do
okay.
That too, but you're automatically going to overtime anyway.
Okay.
So
for those who listen, call in 347-850-8030. we're going to go into overtime because, you know, it is what it is. We got to get this all down. I want to close this series out because I got another series coming up next month, and I want to get this one out the way. But did Black Messiah, he's still on?
What's up, brother? I'm on.
Okay, did you hear that breakdown so far of these characters?
Yeah, I heard the breakdown as far as, you know, the black man being the earth and being close to the island, or being like from the island of hope where the black mother's God is at, you know, connected to the father. Cause, you know, you bringing the science because, I mean,
I'm bringing the science. I'm bringing it from the animated point of view. But see what I'm saying, the science, understand how the white man, the shit we talk about, he already knew it, and he wrote it in cartoon form. This is why I want you to see that he's telling you that he already know who you is, and this is why I got to do what I got to do, because, see, I ain't got to the villains yet. That's why I got to go to overtime to get to these villains. You see what I'm saying?
I see exactly what you're saying. It's right before our eyes. Always do it.
Yeah.
Right,
this is Turner. See, these five planeteers is who Ted Turner say he is. So this is him breaking down his identity, thieving ass, saying, you ain't this. You ain't none of this. This us. But he had sense enough to know, and he put each character with their true identity. I give him credit for that. That's why I'm going to go on and finish Gia. This, now Gia, she hailed from Malaysia. You know, that's Negro territory again. Kwame is the first one. He came out of Zimbabwe, Africa. Black man. He the leader. The black man is the leader of these planeteers. So that's him telling you that the power and the way to destroy me is the black man connected with the white. The black man connected with his black woman, because the black woman is Gaia. Gaia represents the whole earth, and that was a female. So that means you had to connect with the feminine energy and get her power. And Kwame was totally connected to it. That's what made him the leader and mentor. He was a mentor. You're going to find out when I read the whiteboard. He was schooling him, just like we always did. Now, that go back to what we were doing them shows on the Moors and all that, raising a white boy up and teaching him all that shit, which I ain't going to get into right now. But you're going to find out that the white boy, because we look at it from this perspective, the white boy always needed that black man to lead him into salvation. So let's go back to this sister from Malaysia. She controlled the water. Understand? The water is the essence of life. See what I'm saying? We come up out of the water. We in our mother womb in the water. I mean, our mother bellies in the water. That's the essence of life. She controls that. She dictates that. So this is what this sister is. It's a self-proclaimed marine biologist. Her compassion for sea life contribute to our overall effort of planetary protection of animals, becoming extremely emotional when pollution affects them, especially dolphins. Let's stop right there. Dolphins are kin to us. Dolphins have always protected us out in the sea where we traveled about in the water. Dolphins are symbol of intelligence. You understand? So we dealing with this woman who's very educated. She dealing with the water. She very. This woman, G, you see what I'm saying, is Gia or whatever. She also often worked with mechanical and forensic aspects for the team, blah, 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 meaning she dissects shit, go down and break it down. That's what a woman do. She breaks shit down to the last atom, get to the bottom of shit. See what I'm saying? As well as being most diplomatic of the group, convince others to see reason and right thinking. Here we go once again. The black man, he talking about right reason and thinking. Here it is, this Malaysian black, she a black girl, but she's from Malaysia. I don't care how they paint her in the thing. Malaysia, all that's Negroid. Right sound reasoning. They dealing with right sound reasoning. When we get to these, the crackers that join the bunch, there ain't going to be no right sound reasoning. They going to show you this. The beast know who he is, man. He'll tell you if you pay attention. To see reason and do the right thing, G can also be seen as a gold medallion around her neck. G is the second planeteer to be summoned. See that? Black man, black woman. Then you got this dude, Wheeler. Now, Wheeler, his voice is by Joey Dito, Puerto Rican boy. Now, this dude is Puerto Rican, but he represents America. He's from Brooklyn, New York. Now, we know that New York is just the melting pot, the slum and the gutter and the grit. So it's symbolic to the mentally dead people of America. This is who this dude represents. See what I'm saying? He the one that has to be woken up. So he represents us. We got 90 seconds. We going into overtime. Shit, ain't no 90 seconds. Oh, we on the poppin'. Those that ain't called in, then they gonna miss it. They can play it back. You there, Black Messiah, right?
Yeah, you going in overtime in 90 seconds, bro.
What's up, brother? I'm here.
Okay. So we gonna deal with this dude, Wheeler. Wheeler, he one of them too. And if I get rid of these, then we'll go into there, and then we'll go back into the articles. And then, you know, if you want to add on, you can. And if you want to jump in and on any of this, and just feel free to, man. Any of it. It's a Wheeler. Now I'm gonna show you why Wheeler represents the Negroes of America, and he represents the poor white trash downtrodden. He represents America. Period. The melting pot. Wheeler, he controls the power of fire. He is shown to be the least knowledgeable about the planet preservation. Ain't that the Negro in America? He can't grow a garden. That's the Negro America. He don't want nothing unless it come off a store shelf. So let's go on with Wheeler. He's the least knowledgeable to plant preservation. Trans thought disimproved as shown. Trans thought this improved as a show goes on. In ways representing the obvious aspect people have of the harm that they can cause to nature. He is exceedingly the most street smart of the group yet, while having his heart in the right place, tends to get himself in tight spots when acting impulsive. Fiddling, he is sometimes a hothead. In episode Talking Trash, he gets the news that his father's liver is shot. Viewers learn that Wheeler and his father does not get along, normally leaves his soft spot mother to play peacekeeper. The two seem to connect by the end of the episode by sharing and embracing after his father say he did good. Throughout the series, he openly flirts and tries to get closer to Linka, almost always having his advance shut down. Wheeler is the third planeteer to be summoned, okay? Now, that's the average savage motherfucker that you know on the planet in America. See what I'm saying? Not to say that because you got black people that do their hood thing and none of that, he represents and symbolizes that in battle. See what I'm saying? He's not the one you want in a major battle unless you got some type of control and handle on him. He got to be disciplined. And that's the mentality of the people in America. They have no discipline. They here, they there, they quick to sell out. They all over the damn place. You don't know what's going to pop off. That's what Wheeler represents. Wheeler, a wheel. He just spinning from one place to the next. Let's go on to this broad that he called himself liking, Linka. Now, Linka from the Soviet Union, white girl. See what I'm saying? Negroes love white women. It's a, in later episodes stated, as being from Eastern Europe, the communist regime collapsed. Linka has the power of wind. Closely studied birds, bird life. See what I'm saying? We're dealing with wind and birds. What type of birds? They fowls. She's dealing with fowls. She a fowl that leap, creep, and crawl to earth. And due to this, it is extremely emotional when polluting and harming them. Blah, 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 blah. Now, let's go down to it. We already know he flirt with it. It's a Miss Linka. She is a master of strategy and logic as well as a computer expert. Linka often use Russian words and phrases. The most common one is Bazinmoy, meaning my God, which she normally say when she's shot. Linka is the fourth to be summoned. Okay, let's look at her powers. She used strategy and logic. And a computer expert, we know that computers are artificial forms of life, artificial shit. And she used strategy. And she's from the Soviet Union. The white man used what? Strategy. His strategy is technology, and they use logic. Logic is the Hegelian dialectic. Problem, reaction, solution. That's the only way that they can utilize logic and manipulate you. And through anything that's artificial, any artificial technology, any artificial thought, you can control people. You can set up a strategy to get them to do whatever it is you want to do. So she is representing the ass of the beast. That's what she represents. So he's telling you who he is. So that's an infiltrator of this group. And this is why they can't never finish off these villains. Then we got Matai. She's from the Amazon of Brazil. That's a Negro. And was raised by a Kayapo Indian shaman. Negro. Matai wields the power of heart and telepathy to instill caring, passion, and sympathy into the people of the world to care for the planet. He also used the power of telepathic communication with people and animals. Matai is also the baby of the team and owns a pet spider monkey named Sushi. Matai is the fifth planeteer to be called upon. Bam. Okay, we done with them. So we see the powers in a black man and black woman hand. And then the beast got to throw itself and sprinkle itself in there and things of that nature. We're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back and deal with these villains, and we're going to take some questions and calls or whatever, chat room, whatever open, I don't know. We're going to go to a song.
And I'm
though.
Back, my brother. I'm sorry. I got a phone call.
We're going to go to a song. I need a break myself.
You're dropping the science, so you're breaking all kinds of glass. I'm loving it. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. This is a nice bill, you know, for those that can deal with it and follow it, and maybe they have to play it back over. And like I say, that's why I gave where they can find it so that they can they can review it again and be like, okay, I see where you're coming from after they read the data. Because you got to read the data and see what it is I'm seeing. You know, I couldn't put it in the chat room. So, therefore, a lot of people might be like, where the hell are you coming with this shit? But it's all good. We're going to do a song. And come back on the other side and finish off with the villains, and then everybody can get a take on it. You know what I'm saying? Because the villains is going to be the, that's going to be the trip. When y'all hear these villains, you're going to be like, I know them. I know somebody like them. Them.
My fat is written in the stone. You better check my resume. I need to sit on the throne. From the bricks to the block, from the heights to the dock. You people know what time it is. The Cleveland legend, I'm hot. I got nothing to prove. My fat is written in stone. You better check my resume. I need to sit on the throne. From the bricks to the block, from the heights to the dock. You people know what time it is. The Cleveland legend, I'm hot. Hey, yo, we're back from the dock to bring it back to the block. Yo, they pay attention the first time I'm grabbing a block. Whether they ask it or not. Ripping grass in the spot, back grabbing they corny ass until the last in the spot. I don't cap in my rap, I bring it back to the fact that if you attack in the track, you have to actually rap. If you sick of the garbage, wanna hear the true artist, well brother, this where you start us. I think of all as a target, and I focus my aim on the most focused and lame. Supernova the whole game after the smoke and the flame, and the ashes of stupid asses I rose and became. One of the illest in Cleveland's history, y'all know my name. I'm a legend, I said it, one of the only ones here. Just like drug Big J, MS is driving in the clear. And the boy don't be ballin', just enjoying my callin'. Destroying these annoying little boys. A boy when appallin's in my system. Alcohol and the thought of me being poor. Making more savage than any other rapper before. You get slaughtered for fun. I was brought up a son of a mother who struggled for me to live and gotta get done. Try to play me for weak, they think that I'm not a pro. Okay, let me reintroduce myself to you like I'm ho. It's the honor, the out of the F dash. The honor, the A to the F class. The raising the bar and they laugh. And I'm gonna be starting. They ask, and I'ma be barring they pass to come in the spot. Cuyahoga, Ayatollah, whether like it or not. RIP! I got nothing to prove, my fat is written in stone. You better check my resume, I need to sit on the throne. From the bricks to the block, from the heights to the dock. You people know what time it is, the Cleveland legend, I'm hot. I got nothing to prove, my fat is written in stone. You better check my resume, I need to sit on the throne. From the bricks to the block, from the heights to the dock. You people know what time it is, the Cleveland legend, I'm hot. They thought that I was a fluke, they thought it went out of group. I was bored at the bottom, now I got them rocking the truth. Little fingers are raised, same time homage is paid. Cause I throw flows like hand grenades, bombing the stage. Speaking the honest away, phony promises made. Got me losing my mind, flipping, tripping, I'm in the rage. Holding my head, wondering when I'ma get paid. Trying to refrain from causing any drama display. I'm becoming an alcoholic, I'm over drinking and thinking. Nigga pour like a faucet, my only friend is my infant. A lot of built up anger, I need a release. Anger management ain't working, so I'm praying for peace. And my brother is with it, Chaka's one of the best. The VIC on the MIC is murderous, yes. Quiet storm on the tables, my brother cut any raw. A brainiac slash maniac that'll break a brother's jaw. Ada Jackson, my niece, Puff, mama, too. Real life music is in the house and we reign supreme. Big Robin's in the spot, so no hating allowed. Tony Yo Carter is rocking with me, we shaking the crowd. The future is ass phase, Benita Rakim, Toya Rhyme, Ballad and Roshan Crim, getting it in. Shire and Shire era, we building an empire. My daughter, nieces and nephews, getting it in fire. I got nothing to prove, my status written in stone. You better check my resume, I need to sit on the throne. From the bricks to the block, from the heights to the docks. You people know what time it is. The Cleveland legend, I'm hot. I got nothing to prove, my status written in stone. You better check my resume, I need to sit on the throne. From the bricks to the block, from the heights to the docks. You people know what time it is. The Cleveland legend, I'm hot. I got nothing to prove.
To my seed, may I lead you into no greed or evil. In the categories of stories, I breed my sequel. You know the money blues, blunts broken 22s, monkey see, monkey do, shorty sipping sunny do. Now it's BSOP in the Phantom, mad smoky, murder trees, cruising gat and stash, so it won't poke me. Up in the Trump Plaza, sweet 3010, don't make no noise cause we dirty, tell them hoes hurry in. We got the room lit up with perfume and mad booming, there's videotaping, blooming asses on the zooming lens. Rolling on your nondescript niggas, you're marked for death like Colombians with bad coke that jip niggas. Tilt the Dutch, twist it up the Uwe if you skilled enough. And will we trust to lose the dead to 9 million bucks? First verse is 10 years old, 9.5 years old.
All you crap niggas,
Street Disciple, the rebirth coming at you this year, baby. Dawn, baby.
Yeah,
to the hood, made it speed the day that we popped them bottles. This is mandatory, what if there's not tomorrow? You know the murder rate, jealousy, you heard him say. He say, she say about cheddar, he don't deserve to make sipping clear liquor with niggas that talk sideways, listening close to every word in case they violate. Up in the project, apartment 5B, sparking leaves, bout to read, counting everything the block see. We bout to need to take the corners from them cowards, get it on so y'all can move more cook powder by the hour. Holding case, we gotta rip niggas. Loaded, Teflon coated projectiles or flip niggas. From ninth grade to lightweight to Gramsci, my man's with guns in hand, police bands, they miss the summers again.
On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal.
Yeah, power to the people. Death to the phonies, this beast to the mic, 1-2 check, got better rallies on me. And they look like you, approaching me like how you homie. The FBI's the only one problem, they try to slump me. After the young black male, cause he makes a lot of money. The hustlers make crack sales, cause they deprived and hungry. My country hates that I can run free state to state with honey. While making cake with real gold and plate rims or Humvee. The bush broker, the kush smoker, nigga. Just when you thought it was over, look over your shoulders. I'm 30 now, baby. To drink, to sip them slow. Motto, no stress, smoking less than I did before. See, the kid was broke, still I spit it vivid. Expressions of hard living, ghetto children of a lesser God religion. With fast women, expensive cars, y'all witnessing over 10 years, the best of nine.
On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, smart, all you crap niggas know the deal.
Let it,
on the
let
real,
it.
All you crap yeah. Niggas know
Brave
the deal. On the real,
yeah,
all you
will,
crap
what
niggas know
yeah.
The deal. On
still
the
here.
Real.
Crazy shit, y'all.
Know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal. On the real, all you crap niggas know the deal.
Okay, we back. Okay, okay. They know the deal. All right. Family, y'all there?
Yes, I'm here with you, my brother.
Okay, yeah, that little entertainment and water break, you know what I mean? Okay, we gonna go into what Ted Turner. So you know, we ain't never left Ted Turner. This is his madness. We just going through, breaking down, and dissecting, and putting the pieces together, and making a comparison to what's going on. Cause see, this gonna be the interesting part, okay? Because now we're going to get into his true self. Because like I said, when I started this presentation, he claims that he's Captain America and he's for the planet. But when I went through his bio, total mass destruction of the planet, population control, his goons, vaccination control, weather modification, all these types of natural disasters to wipe out people. He has put billions and billions of dollars in to research, to bring about these things. So when we look at weather control, he's down with that. We look at viruses, he's down with that. We look at vaccines, he's down with it. He's down with anything that is destructive to mankind, I mean, not mankind, but the indigenous original people, as well as mankind. But see, mankind don't realize these elite don't like their asses either. So I'm not here to, they can listen, they can hear, they can take notes, they can take heed to it and take it and do what they got to do on their side. Because I'm not here to unite and awaken and help them with their existence. Because the minute those elite is wiped out, they'll become the next elite trying to wipe us out. Because their survival is based upon the destruction of us, but only having enough of us around to maintain a life. Because, see, they can't kill us all off. This is why they say you got to be a certain number. Why don't they say just kill all the blackies? Get rid of all of them. Get all the melanated people off. They know that this planet will come unglued, and they asses, they don't have the spiritual ability to transcend into another higher existence. You understand? They can't do that. They don't have that knowledge. They can play with all this nanotechnology and put that shit out in paper like, yeah, they understand it. Yeah, they may have a small understanding of, but how to go about doing it, they don't have it. That's just a bluff game. Everything they do is a bluff game, and I'm going to show you. Show you right here where they tell you, and when I read these villains, they're going to show you all they bluff game and all the shit they up to. And each one of these villains, I'm going to give you an article that coincides with that villain and his diabolical plan and plot to show you they put it already out there, and now they have reached that goal. See, this is all I'm doing is showing you what they were saying in the past and what they have maybe done in the past or what they're doing currently in the present, that they had already set it up and they had to already put it in your mind they had to already precondition your mind for it. I just use that. They had to do it that way. Okay. This crew is called the Eco Vision Villains. Eco mean environment. We're dealing with the ecosystem. Okay? They call it the Eco Villains. The Eco Villains are a small group, an antagonist who cause danger to the planet by committing pollution, white man. Deforestation, white man. And poaching, white man. They enjoy the destruction they cause. Every time I read this shit, I just laugh. I'm sorry, y'all. They enjoy, because the beast, when you look at the beast, you know he love it. He love it, he love it, he love it. Now, this is the beast writing about himself, telling you. They enjoy the destruction they cause the planet. And the harm they bring upon anyone by any means to obtain wealth, land, and power. Ain't we heard that before? We see this shit. We live this every day. We live it. Due to conflicts among them. See what the Honorable Elijah Robinson said. You know they end when they end fighting. Come among them. We've watched years from World War I, World War II, all the way to now. It's always some infighting. But they still will put that shit to the side to reach that common goal, and they will fight among each other to see who's going to be supreme amongst them at reaching that goal where I'm on top, and you got to bow down for a minute. See, that's the way they look at shit. They try to train our mind, and we try to pick up on that. Like, yeah, I got to be the main nigga running the show and this and this and this. And we fuck up because it ain't about that with us. We don't, our mind and our nature is not for us to lord over each other. That's why we are I self lord or I self lord am master. You master yourself. And you unite with other people who have control of themselves. They want to lord over every damn thing. This is what, and here it is in documentation. Like I said, go to Wikipedia, type in Captain America, go down the characters, and you can follow me as I read through this stuff, and you can look at the little captions, the pictures, and stuff like that, because I'm going to blow y'all mind. Because, like I said, keep that Illuminati the stuff that they was talking about the Illuminati in mind, when they talk about the Bilderberg group and all that type of stuff, I'm going to even show you what Ted Turner showed and proved that was the Bilderberg, the G30, and the other groups. He got them in the cartoon. He put that in there in the 90s in the cartoon. I'm going to get to that part. But let me finish because this stuff just tripped me out. It said, due to conflict among them from their various self-serving interests and backgrounds, they tend to work alone most of the time. Each of these villains represent a specific ecological disaster. These include, here go the first bastard. Now, this is what I want y'all to pay attention to when I get these names. This is going to go back to what Elijah Muhammad said. That the cat, rat, and the dog came together to make the pig. And that they are of the pig nature. And the pig, don't eat that pig because the pig was medicine for the white man. That's what Elijah Muhammad said. He went on about the pig and how to eat the live. And then Shahrazad Aziz, she made the book Arrest the Pig. And she tells you the same thing that the messenger was saying. Now, here goes the first villain. He named Hoggish Greedly, which he's describing the nature of a pig. So let's check his characteristics. Like humans who represent the danger of overconsumption and greed, Hoggish is the first villain captain planet. See, the pig. That's where the beast nature derived from. They got them hoggish, greedy, filthy, trifling, mass of worms, you name it. Y'all can add in on that later if I finish this. Y'all can add more. He said, Hoggish is the first villain Captain Planet and the Planeteers encounter in this episode. See that? The beast, we counter the hog, the beast. Small Hog is revealed as Hoggish. And he has a son named Hoggish Greedy Jr., blah, 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 blah. He appeared in one episode. It say, who in the past defeated, we ain't got to go. It say, who in the past was defeated by another group of planeteers, unlike Hoggish Greedy. All right, we done with him. We going to Rigger. Hoggish Greedy Hitchman, Rigger. Brother Eric, every time when I read this, the first thing came to my mind was Brother Eric, Rigger. A trickster, Brother Eric always said, he said, the white man is a prankster, a trickster. He loved his little sneaky, tricky jokes. And that's what the messenger said. He loved trickology. He loved to make you the butt of his jokes and shit like that where you all hurt and fucked up. Here it is. Another characteristic of the beast. See, because what you want to do is take all these characters here that's villains and just combine them into one white man you see walking every day. See, this is nothing but, because you know he loved to cut things up and separate and compartmentalize. All he did was took the characteristics of his mentality and broke them down and created characters to represent them, just like how we did in ancient Kemet. We had certain, like Anubis represent this represent that, blah, 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 blah. He did the same thing with this. So you know that boy was coming from a high elite level masonry or whatever other secret society that he was in when he was concocting this, because Ted Turner did not pay nobody who came up with this cartoon and said, I got this idea, Ted Turner, will you finance it? He wrote this. He had hands-on with all this. He created this whole cartoon, these characters and everything, and he was the financer and everything, and he went and hired motherfuckers to make this become a reality. He didn't go and finance nobody to try and make something a reality just to get on and make some money and make a cartoon. So let's be clear on that. Let's go on with this Rigger. Because like Eric said, Hoggish Greedy Hitchman, the episode the episode of The Ghost of Porcelanio, some shit, passed. Rigger mentioned that he worked with Greeley because no one else would hire him. In the episode Hogtie, it is revealed that Rigger has a grandfather named Rex Rigger, who was an assistant to Guy Porcellini, whatever. But anyway, this dude here is a prankster, trickery, mastermind, a tricknology. This is who this guy Rigger is. We're going to go down to Vermin Scum. We know that the white man is a scumbag, a vermin scum. I ain't going to go into all that. The second villain to appear in the series, he is a part human, part rat created. What did I just say? What did I look like? And what do they, the gaffer, they don't use the pig, they use the rat, the monkey, it all left. Part rat. And the white man love to call somebody a dirty rat, or you pig, you hog, you no good, dirty dog, all this. Listen to this. He scoffed, and he told you that's trash. The white man, and the white man here is telling you, vermin scum. The second villain to appear in the series, he is part human, part rat creature whose human name is unknown. He represents the danger of poor sanitation and crime. Scum has a personal helicopter called Scumocopter. Scum is responsible for the death of Linka's cousin Boris. Remember, Linka's cousin Boris died of a fucking virus. And your rats are used to transmit virus or to test virus and shit on. Linka's cousin was killed by this bastard because he was filth. See what I'm saying? Like you said, you lay around filth, nasty-ass houses, all that, you get germs. Period. We know that. Then we got the Rat Pack. That's a gang of humanoid rat thugs under the command of Scum. Scum can also control regular rats. You got the Rat Pack, all these rats. We can go anywhere we want to, but we just take that word rat. We got the Beast. He controls snitches, them rats. You got rat thugs out of the white community, mafioso people. We can go anywhere with that. So just to save time, I'm going to leave that alone, and we can keep on moving. A mad scientist with a half-scarred face hidden behind her hair who represents the danger of uncontrollable technology and unethical scientific experimentation in the episode Hog, blah, blah, blah. Dr. Bright had a grandmother named Betty Blight who assisted Don Porcleon in his plot. It reveals Dr. Blight's sister named Bambi. Bambi calls Blight her first Baps, a shortened form of Barbara. She is the third villain to appear in the series, blah, 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 blah. Let's stop right there. Dr. Bright. This brawl here deal with mad science, scientific experiment. We can go on record and say that this brawl here is Margaret Sanger. We can go on record and call Dr. Bright Margaret Sanger dealing with mad science, because if we go back and look at the history of eugenics and how she was getting finances and she was influencing all these different sick, because just now I just posted up on Facebook where the $10 million is going to be split in North Carolina for the women that were sterilized from all this, and she was taking women up to these doctors to have them rip out the uterus and all this shit of stuff, and she was down with all that type of shit. It didn't have to be tested. If Margaret Sanger put her name on it or went with it, it was going to be implemented into what they was called birth control, then which became eugenics program, Planned Parenthood. So we would say that's who this bitch is, Dr. Blight. That's Margaret Sanger. And any other than broads that came along the line afterwards and that's living today, because right now I have a list of the modern ones that's, well, we yes, I do. I tell you. Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, all these lesbian gays, all of them are part of this. All of them. So there you go. They all the Blight crew. Then we got Mal. Dr. Blight, evil, highly intellectual supercomputer. Mal. Mal is how? Dr. York told you about that. Here we go again. Mal is her supercomputer. Remember we had the Y2K? The how? How? Instead of saying Mal, how? They said Mal. That's IBM. Now we bring it up to date. We can talk about Facebook, all the internet, Facebook, social media, Time Warner, Comcast, Infinity, whatever. All of them combined come together. That would be synonymous with this Mal. Because back then you had Hal. Hal was the supercomputer that controlled all technology. So then we got Mal. And they say it's a highly intellectual supercomputer and parody of Hal. There it is. They said it down. I knew I was talking. A parody of Hal, the supercomputer from 2001, A Space Odyssey. It is a twist of coincidence. Time Warner and the creator rights holder of Captain Planet is the only copyright and holder of the film. Mal has control over computers and can infect any computer with any virus. Come on, y'all. What we just seen Monday, didn't Time Warner Cable, my mom was calling me. Her phone kept fucking up and all this. They kept calling her. They hacked Time Warner all across the country. I'm going to put it up there because I know I put it up on Culture Freedom Radio. If not, I'm going to repost it. And I want y'all to read the article of Time Warner Cable being hacked. And here it is, right here, 2001. And this came out in 2000, bruh. And we in 2014. Your boy do his homework. I do the homework like KRS said. I do the homework plus the extra credit. Come on, let's go on. We got Duke Nukem. Let's talk about Duke Nukem, a doctor who changed himself into a radioactive mutant who represents the misuse of nuclear power. He is one of the few eco-villains along with Zom and Captain Pollution able to single-handedly defeat Captain Planet. New generation radiation of fire off radioactive blast from his hand and possess X-ray vision, temporary rename, blah, 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 blah. Fuck what he renamed. Okay, that's the end of him. Now, this dude dealing with radiation, radioactive. Now, when we talk about radiation, we talk about Ra, the sun. Now, we ain't talking about radiation in the form of, yes, we is. I take that back. We is. He represents these black people running around taking his chemotherapy on the lower level of the spectrum about their prostate. See what I'm saying? Because he's able to defeat Captain Planet. The true meaning of Captain Planet is us as black people coming together, unity. Captain Planet represents the indigenous people coming together in unity to defeat these eco-villains. But the white man flipped it like it's him trying to save the planet when truthfully he the motherfucker that's trying to destroy it. So he destroys you. So this dude here, Duke Nukem, he's dealing with, like they said, he only was in defeat Captain Planet through his radioactive hands. the radioactive hand he laying on you is when he got you in that damn hospital. The other radioactive hand, as far as in the environment, is the fact that he's blocking out the sun where the rays of Ra can't touch your skin and kiss you and give you, like I told you earlier, the light code information for you to make the transformation into a higher being. So that's his weapon. And that's how they're defeating us right now, because they're keeping us at a low-level vibration spiritually, mentally, and as well physically. So this is what this nukem is about. You know what I'm saying? So let's move on, to because I got to keep it moving. Hello?
Hotel.
Okay, hotel. Let me know y'all there. Let me know y'all there. I'm finna just do two more, because they got so many of these cats here. I'm gonna do just two more, and then we can open up the floor and just go in on some of them, and then I can probably just add these other bastards in, because they just basic bastards too, you know. You got Lead Suit, he's just a cowardly accomplice. Okay, we'll deal with him, because that's the beast. That's your co-workers. We got to deal with Lead Suit. That's these lead. We dealing with lead steel. White folks, they lead motherfuckers. Dumb motherfuckers come up out of the cave, out of that age of that. It's a Lead Suit. Duke Nukem's cowardly accomplice, who is named after the radiation suit, and he constantly wears to protect himself from nuke radiation, blah, blah, blah. He works for Duke under the belief he will rule the world alongside his boss, when he bring about the nuclear age. Is that the white man on the eight? Is that the white man you work with? And the blackies you work with? We'll say the white man and the Negropeans. That's who the what's his name? The lead suits, those the Negropeans and the white folks, who liberals and all these concern, all them bastards, they the lead suits. So when y'all hear me use that name sometimes, y'all know what I'm talking about. Them bitches. What would it say? It say he works for Duke under the belief he will rule the world alongside his boss when he brings about the nuclear age. That's decent. And then we can say conscious niggas too. Put them in there, because they want to rule the world the way they see the white man rule the world. And they believe that it's going to be one good white man that's going to help them get out of this shit. And then that white man going to turn their ass loose to do what they do. Lead suits. Okay, let's move on. I ain't gonna harp on that, because we doing this. Loot and plunder. We got to do loot and plunder. It's a wealthy poacher and crocker businessman who represents the evil and unethical business practice. His name even a reference of a phrase, loot and plunder. He is the fourth villain to appear on Captain Planet. Looting is also shown to have a nephew named Robin Plunder, blah, 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 blah. Okay, we done with these villains. The rest of them, they miscellaneous people. You know what I'm saying? You got Sly Slug. Y'all can go look at that shit at y'all leisure. I want to get down to the two controversial episodes so I can get to these articles, and then we can sit up and chop it up for the rest of the show. Okay. There were two controversial episodes. One of the episodes is based off of your boy, Robert Gallo. I'm going to read who Robert Gallo is while I read about the episode. We gotta look at him. Okay. Robert Charles Gallo, born March 23rd, 1937, is American biomedical researcher. He is best known for his discovery of the human immune deficiency virus as an infectious agent responsible for acquiring the deficiency of AIDS. This guy here is a credit, and he was given the award, and according to William C. Cooper and according to a few other people, he was the one that created the AIDS virus. And he owns the patent of the AIDS virus and the cure. Okay? This is who this dude is. Okay? Gallo is the director and co-founder of the Institution of Virological, which is IHV, at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, which we know that's where it came from, in Baltimore, Maryland, established in 1996, in part including the state of Maryland and the city of Baltimore. In 2011, Gallo was named the first Homer and Martha Gudetsky Distinguished Professor in Medicine. Gallo is also the co-founder of biotechnology company Provexus Bioscience, Inc., and co-founder of Scientific Director of Global Virus Network. You hear what I'm saying? This dude is a master fucking mind of dealing with viruses. He can create them and destroy them because we know when we deal with science, bacteria is natural to the earth. Viruses are not. No virus is natural. You have to create it and introduce it. You have to give it a host, and from that host, it jumps from one to the next, to the next, to the next. Viruses don't exist. So when somebody say, I got a virus, no, you don't have a virus. You have what would be some form of bacterial ailment, or may a virus may have invaded you. Your body can fight that shit off because, for simple fact, if your body, if the virus does not have nothing to bond to, that it recognizes, the body can't keep reproducing itself to invade you. So the immune system is very powerful. It can get rid of that type of shit because it's actually formed. But bacteria is living. You got bad bacteria, good bacteria. I ain't going to do no science class right now because I have to go and really go into detail with it and put the evidence out there. So I'm just running across it real quick. So we know that this you know, what I'm just basically trying to show and prove, this bastard here is the mastermind. He the one, because we've told AIDS came from brain monkey, blah, 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 but it's been known, and now it came out. Everybody have already accredited this man. He got his awards. He got the Lasker Award, 92. He got the Dickinson Prize Award, Japanese Prize Award, and all this for all dealing with these infectious diseases and viruses. So write his name down if you don't know him. But if you got the Set the Record Straight book, I think he in there. If not, it's the actual fact books. Robert Gallo. Robert, you can spell that. G-A-L-L-O. That's his name, Robert Gallo. And you can go in and do further research. This is the bastard that created AIDS. Let's go back to Captain Planet and show you where this bastard tells you that the damn thing was created. I'm going to show you where he put him in the damn story. It's a controversial episode. It's a formula for hate. That's the name of the episode. You can pull it up on YouTube and watch the cartoon if you want to. So you can find it somewhere. But it's called A Formula of Hate, Captain Planet. It's the episode titled A Formula of Hate, 1992. Hear what I just said? 1992. AIDS was being talked about in the late 70s and then started blowing up big into the 80s and shit. When that, you know, they started and then the campaign took off around the 90s and blah, 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 blah. So here this bastard right on time writing a show about this shit and writing about this Robert Gallo. Because we can tie Robert Gallo to what this character, this villain. You know, they use shit disguise the name. It's the episode title, Formula for Hate, 1992, was also unusual for the series. and that it did not deal with environmental pollution or destruction. See, they had a big controversy. These are controversial episodes that people during that time, we weren't, you know, not, I don't know. White folks didn't want to hear that shit. They couldn't deal with it. But here it is. Turner put the shit out in the cartoon, so they had an outrage about it. They said at that time they wasn't ready for it. This is what they said. It say, in an episode, American Children animated series is directly dealing with the AIDS and HIV pandemic. In the episode, Scum brainwashes a local community into thinking the virus can spread through casual contact. Didn't they tell us that bullshit? Didn't they tell us that? They told us, oh, you catch HIV from this and this and this. You people was running around scared to touch each other and hold hands and all that when they first introduced it. Am I right or wrong? Now, here it is where kids was picking this up. And it can spread through casual contact and thus cause people to hate and fear a young man infected with HIV named Todd Andrews. This was the dude in the character in there who supposed to have HIV. So they was like promoting hate and promoting the agenda of hating people with HIV through the cartoon. So that shows you the sinister and bipolar mind of Ted Turner. That he would put some shit out there like that and promote it, and we took all that and ran with it and believed it, and then he was feeding it to your children to take it and run with it and believe it too. While you was believing it through BET, Wrap It Up, and all this, he was telling you that this virus can be spread and blah, 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 which we all know now, the shit is nothing but a hoax. It's the medication that they give you that kills you. Which he tells that too. Let's go on. Then the second controversial one was mind pollution. Here we go. And then I got to give you the article. I got to read this article to show you where this came from. It said this episode titled Mind Pollution came out in 91. Right? The crack epidemic exploded in the late 80s. Boom. It said, and that it did not deal with environmental, but rather with the issue of drug abuse. This was explained by the fact that the character thought of drug addiction as pollution of the mind, which drugs is pollution of the mind. The episode revolved around the epidemic of designer drugs. Right now, we're dealing with designer drugs. Our children are on designer drugs. Find them off the internet. This man telling you in 91 that this shit was coming. Known as Bliss, created by the same dude, Vernimus Scum. It is also known to be quite a dark episode in Captain Planet series, as it allowed to see a link of cousin Boris bleeding from his arm after jumping through a window and dying from an overdose of drugs. Was this white man writing this shit before y'all time or not? Was he telling y'all the game or not? He was telling y'all what him and his people was going to do to you through animation. So I think I rest my case hidden through animation. Ted Turner, Series 1. I rest my case. But to support that drug thing, I want to give y'all this. Where he was leading to that. If I didn't delete or erase it, which I think I did delete and erase it. I think I deleted. But anyway, we can associate that with crack, heroin, meth, coke, name it. The white man told you he was going to, oh, and don't forget that wet, which we call PCP in some places, angel dust, wet, water, whatever. All that shit make you go ballistic and jump out windows, fight, act crazy, get shot by the cop. He told you in these episodes that these things would come to pass and you will bear witness them if you live long enough. And we have, all of us on this phone is living. So we have seen these things I just described, broke down, and presented in one facet of our life. We either experienced it ourselves, we know somebody have experienced it, we heard, or we've seen it. So here it is. Ted Turner, Captain Planet, Series 1, bam, broke down. Take it or leave it alone. I don't care. I'm just a messenger. Don't shoot me. The floor open to everybody for comments, questions, whatever. I'm done. They don't need, yeah. It's important, but I don't need to go no further.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, I just want to add on it, you know, everything you were saying about the characters, and, you know, you gave it from the position, and you said, hey, man, it's this, that, you got to choose a side. You don't want one or the other. But I'm listening, and at the same time, you know, my understanding, I'm all that. Every character you name, that's how I'm going to be. You know, it's, you know, what you could say, animation, but through the animation is, you know, illumination. Because there's people going to take on different sides because all the characters you name, I'm not justifying them, but I can understand because I am both light and dark.
And that's the thing was not to condemn. It was, see, the whole premise of this show was to show how they pre-plan things for your life, and you'll end up trapped in it, or you'll end up seeing and experiencing it. But at the same time, that's why I did the positive characters first, to show you that they knew who you were. Those positive characters represent you. Those negative characters, they represent society as a whole. Everybody got a part of those negative characters in them. So you're absolutely right. Because when you go back, that's why I said, please go back. And because, see, I had to just go in and break it down and shoot my sidebars on, you know what it is, bam, 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 a quick breakdown. Just go back and see, that's what's so fascinating. Where you can just take something like this and say, damn, how did you take this and make it into something where I can learn something from? It's only a fucking cartoon. What made you, see, one question should be asked, what made my mind think of that to do what I'm doing now? The average person wouldn't have thought of this. Y'all, you know, not saying your mind ain't on my level or whatever, it's just, the average person wouldn't have thought to say, I'm going to take a cartoon and break that motherfucker down. Now, if you would smoke some weed, you would be in that bitch looking at it like, and seeing some shit, too. If I smoked a joint, I probably could have broke this shit down even more better than I did now. But I ain't got no weed. And I don't smoke weed. But anyway, those characters, there's a little you in all of them, a little bit of them characters, whether they the positive ones or the eco villain. You part of the eco villain and you part of the planeteer. It's in your ass somewhere. You're right. And it's for you to decide, like you said, it's for you to decide which level you're going to vibrate on. Which side you're going to vibrate on, should I say. It's on you. You know, it's not to condemn nobody. It's just to get you to open your mind and look at something. I just put it out there just to, so we can just explore some shit different. You know, we always come up, this history, black power, blah, blah, blah. This is just something new and refreshing. It's fun. and you could sit up and go back and read it, look at it, and then you could break it down with your children. Like I said, the whole point is to make you want to go and see what they're feeding your children. That's all I care about. If you don't get nothing out of it, I hope it open your mind and say, let me see what Nickelodeon is telling my kids. Let me see what Cartoon Network is telling my kids. That's what I want you to do, if anything. Other than that, it's just a damn show, just some information. You can go back and review, like I said, and then go to Wikipedia, just type in Captain Planet, and it'll all pop up. Go down to where it says characters. It'll give you all they handle, you know, they characteristics, and go back and just sit back and just read it and just say, damn. What this brother was saying is kind of, you know, interesting. It ain't deep because it's right there. It's just hidden in plain sight. Because I gave you the article to view when you listen to the beginning of the show. I break down that Ted Turner said he's doing all this shit. And then I'm showing you his work. All I'm doing is showing you how he took it and put it in the cartoon and said, this is what I'm going to do. But I'm going to reverse it. Like, I'm the hero and not the villain. That's all I was doing. It ain't nothing deep. It ain't nothing to, you know what I'm saying?
It's on the surface, brother. It's on the surface. And I just, everything you were saying, I was supporting everything you said. You know, it's not only Ted Turner doing that through the movies. So that's why I understand where you're coming from. It's not only him, but you know, you use him as a case study because he is one that's doing it and he is successful with doing it through the media, sports, and